Knox, St. Helena, California, April 10, 1908. Elder Knox, Mountain View, California. My dear brother Knox, I have just received your letter for which I thank you. It has been with great pain that I have felt urged to write to you as I have. Nothing but the knowledge that the Lord had given me a message for you could have led me to speak as plainly as I have done regarding your experience. I have now done my duty in giving you the message that God gave me for you. And if, as you say, you accept this message, you will see the necessity of changing your course of action. It is now your privilege to exert an influence that will counterwork your influence in some things in the past. Now, my brother, do not link up with one who would lead you in a course of action to spoil your influence for good. Christ says, "Come unto me, learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, verse 28-29. You have in the past been learning some lessons that have been greatly to your injury and to the injury of other souls. All power in heaven and earth has been committed to Jesus Christ, that he might impart of this power to the persevering seeker after righteousness. Matthew 28, verse 18. He is of God made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. My brother, all the treasures of heaven are committed to every soul that will act faithfully as an instructor to minister in word and doctrine. Let there be an earnest seeking of the Lord in humility of soul that, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and with the spirituality and tenderness of Christ, your labors may be a success. Those who minister in word and doctrine are imparting lessons to all with whom they associate. When standing before an assembly, whether there be few or many, the faithful minister will teach from the word. It must be made plain that only by obedience can men be fitted for promotion to the higher grades in the courts above. I have been instructed that yourself and your wife and daughter need a work done for you that is practical and thorough. You may be a blessing to each other in digging together for the gems of truth as for hid treasures. Truth, Bible truth, stored in the mind is of the highest value for spiritual development. Christ is the great fountainhead from whom all wisdom flows. Brother and sister Knox, seek the Lord daily for a deep religious experience. Unless you gain a practical knowledge of how to do the will of God, and unless you receive of His grace, you will fail in the great work of overcoming. But heavenly messengers are waiting constantly to help every one who calls upon the Lord for help. Therefore, I say to you in the name of the Lord, advance, not in your own strength, but in the strength of Jesus. Press the battle to the gates. Brother Knox, I beg of you to make thorough work. Then you will have that faith that works by love and purifies the soul. My desires and my prayers shall go with you. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Hebrews 13, verse 20-21.